Good evening, this is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service. Net, my name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bill Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Gallagher Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to contact the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.BoonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
KC2WI and KD2AIT. All right, we'll start with you, Kevin, since you're mobile. KD2FPM.
All right, good evening, guys. Don't tie the net down too far because I'm actually stepping over to visit a friend of mine here for a minute. But I am up in the Boonville area. I'm actually in Lyons Falls at this point, so I will say hello in 7-3 and stand by and monitor while they hunt my friend down for me. KD2FPM back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I heard you on your way up. You were talking to Jeff a little earlier, and I was going to jump in and let you know. The pizza place is up by Boondocks there, but he already took care of that. Very good. Okay, glad to have you mobile and in our area. All right, we'll move on to KD2AIT. Jeff, how's everything?
Oh, goodies. Sorry about the delay there. We're watching the game up here at camp, and we have it coming through digitally through the internet, and we're watching the Syracuse is up 8-6 right now, and it just started, so it's early. No way to know how it's going to shake out here. Oh, boy. That was crazy. Anyway, we're watching it right now, and we were going to cut in on emergency traffic because it's almost worth it just because this game is pretty crazy right now. Anyway, we're up here at camp. We took a big, long hike up to Twin Lakes today. It was nice. I'm really happy we did not rely on the weather report today because if we did, we would have never gone. It was the weather report said it was going to be horrible, rainy and windy and snowy and everything else, and we went up there and it was sunny for a good portion of it, and we did get a little bit of sleet and snow at one point, but it only lasted about a half an hour, and we walked right out, and we had a good time today. It was pretty nice, so I understand the temperature is supposed to drop here tonight, but we're prepared for that, and that's about it. So KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Yeah, I saw earlier it was down almost to 29, I think, by now it probably is. But, yeah, we ran the gamut here. Started out this morning, it was pretty dank looking and dark out, and then the sun come out. We went back in, we had a little sprinkle, and then all hell broke loose. We had a pretty good downpour, which immediately turned to snow and sleet, like you were talking about, but it was short-lived. I'm tired of seeing that stuff, I'll tell you. I want spring, I want green, and be able to get some warm weather. Anyway, good, I'm glad you got out, got to enjoy it. I'll tell you what, we're all rooting for Syracuse. I hope they can pull it out. All right, we'll move along to Pete, KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
KC2WI. Well, I really didn't get too much done today. I thought I was going to get a lot of things done in the house because it was going to be so crummy and rainy and cold and snow and whatever. And that was the plan, but I, this morning at 8-ish, I decided, no, it's not raining or snowing yet. It's, you know, reasonably decent. I'm going to go out, grab a small tree that I could cut up and bring back for firewood and take care of that before it, you know, gets crummy. And I just about had it all off my trailer and the larger pieces split, and I basically got everything down to fairly small branches, because especially this time of the year, you always need killing, you're always starting a fire. So, you know, most time I think was breaking the smaller stuff or cutting the smaller stuff. And a few raindrops that came in, got on HF here on the New York NBEMS net there on 7073, I guess, for lunch time today. Did a little digital stuff for about an hour or so, and then decided, I'm going to do some, even though I'm not going to have a big, long, efficient trip and do a bunch of stuff, I'm taking my recyclables up to the transfer station because I've got the can, garbage can full of them, the recycle bin, plus another bag, and I said, I got to get this out of here, so I took that, and an old monitor, and an old fax machine, and some other electronics, and then went over to, and by the time I got that stuff dumped into the recycle bin there, it was blowing, and it was turning to snow. I said, well, here we go. I went over to customers, and I ended up there for over an hour. They had a computer cleaned up. I fixed the power button. One of the rare times where the problem was actually a mechanical problem. And I did a little general cleanup, and I thought it was running pretty good. Well, they got it back, and they had a problem. The keyboard wouldn't work, and she said, oh, that didn't work before you got it. She didn't tell me. So he bought another keyboard. She still couldn't get it to work. I'm not sure why, but it was fine when I plugged it in. And then I looked at it. I said, let me look at this for you. And I, basically gave her some free service because I just couldn't believe that it was slow after I just worked on it. Anyway, an hour into that, boy, the sun was back out, and of course it wasn't real warm. So I came back after a stop in town and worked outside and took down a 40-meter dipole that I had up I never used. At one end, the rope broke anyway, so I took the antenna down, pulled the rope on the one side that was connected out, replaced that with newer rope, got out a big long pole, made a hook, got the other rope down and all that, and so it's not like I didn't get anything done, but not the things I really were planning to do inside. I worked up there till 4 or something, and it got a little cold. I really should have gone in, put another jacket on. But anyway, I guess we're really going to be in for it with a few inches. inches of snow. Maybe? I don't know. Hopefully not too much. A couple. It looked, the map that I saw looked like here might be a maybe two, and then another, you know, maybe two on Monday night. And pretty crummy weather, I guess. You know, not really getting too warm, but it, I don't think it's going to be any big deal. Well, that's about it from here, I guess. Tuesday night, not really nice if it's not, if it's good Tuesday afternoon. We want to get up on the roof on the hospital and stick up a beam temporarily and see if that will improve our reception of the Whiteface repeater for the Northern New York Hospital emergency net. And, you know, if it's snowing and blowing, we're not going out on the roof. But hopefully it won't be too bad. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, sounds like you've had an interesting day, to say the least. Squared away. All right, yeah, the weather here was up and down, and like you say, you noticed the sun came out this afternoon for a bit, but it really wasn't that warm. That wind was still cold. I went out with the dog for a little bit, but tell you what, it was biting at my ears. So. But I guess we're going to get warmer days sometime. I certainly hope it during this month. I think we're all ready for it. All right, Pete, well, you have a good evening, and we'll see you well out there. This is M5AOW at Control for the Black River Valley Service. Take any and all calls.
WA to you.
WA to you, John. How are things down at Hinckley?
Excellent. Everything's on ice. Now we're all set to go. had a good day. Good evening to everyone on frequency. I heard Pete. I don't know who else is in here. Just actually turn the radio on, and good evening to those out there listening. 31 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, so not too bad. Got a few projects done today. I've got the seats for the kitchen chairs, which we bought a while ago and had them reupholstered, and the lady dropped them off today, so got them attached. So they're around the dining room table here, and put the extra leaf in there, got it expanded a little bit, and burned a couple CDs, one of which I burned for our friends of ours, neighbor Beach Boys CD. I burned that beat, I was thinking of it, called Pet Sound. So it was the one of their CDs, which was in magnificent mono, and then it had extra tracks on it, and it was in stereo. And we ordered some additional CDs today. I think this past week we had about 22 CDs, so we've got a good, we're not going to list them all tonight, but got them copied and labeled, and we've got the originals here for the house and the other copies for the camp. Got up this morning early and went down to the Northway, and I picked up, I don't know, probably 20 gallons of fuel of, you know, the good stuff, so I'm all set for the generator for the next power outage. You know, if you're prepared for this, I figure the power won't go out all summer. If I had only like a 2-gallon tank out there, then it's guaranteed. Or if I had no generator, it would just stay out for a few days then. But anyways, we're all set with that, so we got that taken care of, picked up a few things. And it's kind of funny, the Northway down there is kind of like the gathering spot. You know, it's comparable to the water cooler or whatever at work, where everybody gathers around and fixes the world's problems or whatever. So anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. I don't think, I'm trying to think if there's anything special going on amateur radio-wise. And, yeah, Pete, sounds like you're working into a repeater. I was going to say a point-to-point contact. I discovered... for point-to-point communications on 2 meters, 220, you know, if you got a link from point A to point B, and there's a few of us that have discovered, if you can put the antennas being horizontal, that seems to work out rather nicely, but it's not going to work out well for repeaters. But for a seem to be more directive and less multi-path and things of that nature. Anyways, I will turn it back over to you and we'll say good evening to everyone, and we're ready for scotch and music and just enjoying our typical Saturday evening, which Kathy and I look forward to every week. WATU back to them.
All right, John, very good. Yeah, enjoy your scotch. I know when I get done with the net, I'm going to have a brandy and a little bit of wine. Sounds good. Yeah, oh, boy, train of thought. But anyway, interesting. The weather pattern has just been kind of crazy, and like you were you were talking about the fuel for the generator. I did the same thing, and more than likely, it may not go out. We'll lose power. But the minute you have an empty tank, and you only have a little bit in the generator, doggone it, that's just when it'll happen. Ed did that once to me, but luckily up in the shed, I had a 2-gallon tank of premium fuel, non-ethanol, and it kept us going for a bit. But my larger generator, I gotta pull that apart. I just don't have spark plug, so I guess I'm gonna be working on either the magneto or the electronics on it to get it cranking up again. I've been using the other one down by the garage and powering back up that way, and it's working fine. So, well, good luck with that. I hope you don't need it. You know, it's always nice when you can just have all the other convenience.
Yeah, Bob, you may want to repeat that. Somehow you got covered. There's something that pulses on every once in a while. WATU.
Okay, John. Yeah, I noticed that from time to time. I don't know what's causing that, but it seems to happen every so often. Yeah, I was just saying that one of those. Well, anyway, I forgot that, too. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to record some of my thoughts here in order to produce them again. All right, this is N5ALW. We have four additional check-ins.
KCQ, QQS, Chuck from Verna.
All right, Chuck, how are you doing this evening? What's going on with your day?
Chuck, KCQQQR, not doing too much, noticed the same weather patterns everyone else noticed. It's actually nice now, a little bit this morning, around 10 o'clock, and then all of a sudden it got dark out, and, it just started pouring all over the place, and I just been pretty much sitting inside watching the basketball games and all that kind of good stuff, and just relaxing. Got a big old busy next week at work, and seems like every week's a busy day, or a busy week, but other than that, just enjoying the conversation here, and anyways, other than that, not really much else going on, so go back to KC2QQR.
All right, very good, Chuck, KC2QQR from Vernon. Yeah, I had some notes on here. I've got you in my other log, too. But, yeah, it definitely was a bit of strange weather today. And, I kind of got a chuckle out of it. At one point, I was talking to a friend of mine on the other side of the lake, and he was saying, well, look at this. Here comes the rain. And it was just a torrential downpour. And that lasted about, I'd say, 4 to 5 minutes, and then immediately turned into snow, and it was almost blizzard-like for a little bit. And then it went to hail or sleet, whatever you want to call it. And then not too long after that, the sun was out again. So it was a combination of calamity of events, I'll put it that way. but we had just about everything thrown at us in a short amount of time. So. Okay, are there any other check-ins? This is N5ALW.
N2KKL, good evening.
Well, Pauline, good evening. I hope your day went well today, N2KKL.
We had a pretty nice day today, and things went well, and it's cooling right down now. We're down to about 35 degrees. We're supposed to get snow tonight, but I don't know if we will or not. We'll find out in the morning, I guess. And good evening, everybody. I'm not sure who all's in here. I heard Pete, Chuck, and John. Good evening to you all. Thanks, Bob. N2KKL, back to you.
All right, Pauline, you have a good evening and stay warm. Always wonderful to have you check in with us. Okay. Well, we'll make one other shot here, see if anyone else would like to jump in here. This is N5AOW. Well, my day started out when I saw it dark and raining a bit this morning. I planned on getting work done down in the cellar, which I did. I went down there, spent some time, got some things straightened out, finally cleaned off the radio arm table, saw table, and get that ready for use again. Then it warmed up. I went out in the garage and I got a few things done out there that I left in minor disarray, so I got that straightened up. That was pretty much it. Spent a little time with the dog, took her for a run, and I didn't spend a whole lot of time outside. That air has a good bite to it yet, and if the sun has been out on a fairly warm day, I think the high here, we may have reached, maybe 41, 42 possibly, but it started dropping in a hurry. Made for a chilly day, but it made it for an interesting one at best. Okay, I'll make a final call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2FM with a quick comment.
Go right ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Bob, my apologies. As I was logging out of Echolink, I didn't realize that somehow kicked in and tried to double over you, and that was my fault, so forgive me for that. That's what that extra noise was in there as I was trying to back out, because I was on Echolink while I was in visiting my friends, so I could kind of keep monitoring the net, because there was neon signs that make a lot of RF noise that I couldn't hear on my HT, so like I say, forgive me. KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, no problem there at all. Things like that happen, and not much you can do to control it, so no biggie. You know, it's not like it's going to be a problem one way or the other. I think from time to time we just encounter some of those things, even with just noise that crops up on the repeater once in a while. Okay. All right, not hearing any other comments or queries or anything, I'll now close Martina Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pauline, Chuck, John, Kevin, Pete, and Jeff for checking in this evening, and everyone have a fine evening. Stay warm, and let's hope we don't wake up to white stuff tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
Mr. Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling from United County. Can I have an emergency now? All check-ins are welcome with or without traffic.
N5 AOW.
Roger, N5 AOW. Good evening, Bill. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Octane. Stations with or without traffic are welcome.
Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, mobile, negative. Good evening to Octane tonight.
Roger, KD2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, thank you for your check-in. Calling for Octane, all stations with or without traffic are welcome and will be appreciated. Octane, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. All check-ins will be appreciated. Final call for Octane. All stations are welcome with or without traffic. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, saying good evening, and thank you for your check-ins, gentlemen. 73, stand clear.